Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, he already has several major union endorsements under his belt. Now, Democratic candidate for Mayor Zora Mamdani has nailed down another. The state assemblyman is also holding off some political attacks today.
Zora Mamdani has now picked up the endorsements of over a dozen unions as President Trump ramps up his attacks on the Democratic Socialist.
Said that if I was elected, then he would have to take over New York City. I am proud to have received the most votes of any Democratic nominee for mayor in a primary in New York City history.
Locally, there have also been efforts to keep Mamdani out of City Hall.
We just came through a primary where we faced more than $30 million in attack ads looking to do exactly the same thing.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew cited affordability as the main driver of the endorsement. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Well, some new legislation here in New York targeting ICE tactics. The MELT Act, as it's known, would make it illegal for ICE agents to wear masks. The bill comes as concern grows over how migrants are being detained and held at Federal Plaza. Congressman Dan Goldman says people arrested in immigration court are shackled, held in cramped, foul-smelling cells, and left without food, water, showers, or anything basic, like, or any basic explanation, that is. He calls it a secret police state and says massive federal funding is only making things worse. Congressman Richie Torres calling for an end to what he says is an open-air drug market in the heart of the South Bronx. He says conditions around Roberto Clemente Plaza have deteriorated, with people openly using drugs, needles on sidewalks, and repeated overdoses. Now, in a letter to Mayor Adams, Torres calls the city's response a game of whack-a-mole, blaming years of failed intervention efforts. He's out with a new report this morning and says until city agencies act together, the hub will remain lawless and dangerous. Meanwhile, overdose deaths in the city are at their lowest level since 2010. We're getting that word now from a new health department data. It shows just under 500 people died between July and September, and that is a big drop from the peak at the end of 2022. Fentanyl remains the leading cause, but officials say treatment is now expanding. Mayor Adams is announcing $4 million in contracts to get medication to more New Yorkers struggling with opioids, including those in shelters and supportive housing. He calls it a sign of hope, but says the city can't let up. The NYPD has identified a man found dead on a sailboat in Newtown Creek. 52-year-old Rita Breakey was a popular DJ who went missing for weeks, according to multiple reports. An acquaintance found him on Sunday unconscious aboard that boat. Investigators believe his body had been there for days. The medical examiner is now investigating the cause of death, but no foul play is suspected. Well, for the second time, federal education officials are getting involved in the controversy over a Long Island school district and its Native American mascot.
Right now, the Connecticut School District's mascot is the Thunderbirds, but the district has been challenging the state's ban on Native American mascots and names. The district was given until March to make the changes, but now the education department is investigating if the district can keep the Thunderbirds. A similar battle is happening in Massapequa with the Chiefs. The education secretary says the state ban violates the Civil Rights Act and has referred its investigation to the Justice Department. Connecticut spokesperson did not comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, a close call in New Jersey, where an out-of-control garbage truck smashed into three parked cars and a home, happened Tuesday morning on Eagle Avenue in New Milford, right after the driver had jumped out to help with a trash pickup. He says he put it in park, but the truck rolled away and he couldn't get back in because the door was locked. The truck ended up pushing one of the cars into a home, actually caused structural damage to the building. No one was injured. And the driver cited for careless driving was given four summonses.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.